Today's podcast episode is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
This is Evolve Wrestling's Anthony Green, and you are listening to Everything Pro Wrestling.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, joined by my late co-host, as you guys can see in the chat, Derek Ruins Everything. Derek, what's going on?
What up?
We are here to review the WrestleMania Hell in a Cell show, as Original B put it in the chat. We are here to go over everything that's happened in the world of pro wrestling. Maybe we'll try to mention a few other things just to get the discussion going, and then we'll run through this card. Not a lot of matches for this. Definitely going to be a weird one. We'll try to get through all of this, and let's have some fun while we do it, man. And let's kick it to the intro and then get ready to get talking. Okay. Derek has pulled up the card. We've got a lot happening. I appreciate everybody who is in the chat. Chris DeZuba has joined us. What is going on, Chris? I'll take the peace sign. Derek can have that Derek order stuff. There you go. For all of Derek's fans out there, put that up there. But we're talking Hell in a Cell preview and predictions. This should be an interesting one. Layoff of Derek. Sir, if we do not have times and times are not met, then what's the point of time? You would just show up to work whenever you wanted, right? That's bullshit. Bullshit. I'm glad I put the explicit on this already. But, yeah, why is there a Hell in the Cell pay-per-view special event in the first place? I think they were just trying to put a feud together that could go here, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There were some personal matchups, and I think they thought it could fit. I think the Drew McIntyre-Bobby Lashley feud, this is okay for. Some of the other ones, you could argue it. Is it necessary? Do we need it? There's a lot of things that we could talk about when it comes down to this. I am just pulling up wrestling news here real quick. We're going to get into a little bit of wrestling news. So if you don't know what's going on with any of this, you should be in luck. And for some odd reason, my computer is going very, very slow. What is happening here? Derek, I'll talk about the first rumor that I remembered hearing. There was a rumor today that WWE, Vince McMahon knows right now that wrestling is, WWE's wrestling is stale.
Right.
I think that is a kudos to Vince, man. A lot of people would not want to give him the credit for that or say, oh, why is he doing this? Why is he saying this stuff? You got to give the person credit where credit is due. If you're willing to admit your faults and you see them, cool. The real question is, do you fix them? How do you feel about that? Like him at least acknowledging that there are some faults with the product right now. He knows it's stale.
Well, I appreciate the fact that he noticed that it's stale. That means he is paying attention to what's happening. And I guess the bigger question is, if he's paying attention to it, how is he going to approach it to change it up, to be a pillar of wrestling again where it's not stale anymore? Or at least for his company, it's not stale.
Yeah, he's got to figure out how to balance the corporate structure and what the fans want. It's not an easy job when you're trying to do it. Azan says, how are you guys? Azan, we are doing well. Thank you for asking, good sir. I appreciate you coming on in. Jocelyn in the house. I see you. I see you in here. I saw you put yo. Doug also said, hey, yo. What's going on, Doug? I appreciate you coming on in. This is kind of an interesting subject right now as far as what WWE is going to do. I'm just going to try to run down a few other different things that's going on. I thought NXT was great last night, by the way. Love that Samoa Joe is now the enforcer for William Regal. It looked like Regal was going to retire and give the spot to Joe, and Joe said no. And Joe was just choking people out, doing what he does best. Samoa Joe can be an asset to that company. I do feel like they did the player move. I'm going to let you guys in on a business secret. The player move is fire you, then bring you back.
Right.
And then chop that salary down.
Right.
Which is probably what they did because he was getting a wrestler salary before.
Hey, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but it's still... Garbage is garbage when it comes to that stuff, man.
It is. But I mean, is he not wrestling and he's just the enforcer, or is he?
I think so. It's kind of like when Stone Cold was around in 03, like Sheriff Austin's here, and he's just running around stunning people. You know, he's still giving the people what they want, kind of from him.
Right, right.
Because he can still perform those things. Thomas Polster said, "Good evening, Thomas. Thank you for joining us."
Good evening.
ACH leaves wrestling again. Yes, ACH has announced retirement once again from pro wrestling. Wrestling Grand Slam has been rescheduled. We have not talked about Shingo Takagi becoming the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. We didn't talk about Moose and Kenny Omega at Impact Wrestling. There's a lot of stuff that's happening right now. AEW Dynamite. I know we have not talked to AEW in a couple weeks, and I don't want to hear shit when we start talking about it again once it comes back.
Right.
But AEW Dynamite Grand Slam is coming together 9/22 at Arthur, I think it's Ashe Stadium. I believe that's how you say it in Queens, New York. That's pretty dope, bro. That's going to be a big show.
That is going to be a big show.
Yeah, I know we're going to the Rochester one. Derek was trying to go to both. This dude was tripping. Yeah. But he didn't want to go to the Florida show. See?
Nah, Florida can't get right.
Terrible. Terrible. Original Biggie said, happy to see Joe. I agree. There's lots to be happy about when it comes down to everything in the wonderful wrestling world. Normally, I would have graphics up for this. But tonight, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I could not give a shit about some of the matches on this card. I actually just asked Derek to bring them up, so we're just going to bust out the matches on Derek's phone and kind of talk about them from the bottom up, I guess, from the bottom of the card to the top. Yeah, you just pick. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We know what the real main event is.
Right.
Bam.
Basically.
Right?
Let's see. Where do we begin?
Let's start with that Alexa Bliss bullshit. Like, I can't anymore with this, man.
You know what? That's actually where I was going to start.
Bro, Alexa Bliss versus Shayna Baszler.
Who cares?
I can't take Alexa Bliss as serious in this role, man. And I want to say the reasons why, and this isn't to say Alexa's not a tremendous athlete. She is. She is a decent wrestler. But I do feel like in this character, she's basically ripped off Bray Wyatt, and I don't understand why you needed a female version of Bray Wyatt, and you're continuing to do all this stuff.
Right.
Are you going to be able to do all this stuff once the fans are back as well? Where does this character go?
That is a great question. And then what do you do if, well, when Bray Wyatt comes back? Like, how do you even approach this? Like, is it, you can't, we're not in the business of men beating on women in wrestling. So what are we supposed to be doing? Are we going to bring in actual Sister Abigail, even though that ship has sailed a long time ago? We had the opportunity to do it and you didn't.
I don't think you needed to do it, though. I think some things are better left a mystery, in my opinion. I mean, Chad, you guys tell me what you think of the whole Alexa Bliss, Bray Wyatt, this whole saga that's been going on. Are you guys feeling it? Are you like, nah, this is whack? I don't know, Derek. Like,
I think it's stupid because how does Bray get his revenge?
I don't think he does.
They just make him let it go? That'd be stupid.
They've already decided that, I feel like. He's been gone for how long and why? There's really not an explanation or a sight of where they're going. And I know Triple H doesn't like when we guess that shit. Well, guess what, Triple H? I've been watching this for a long, long time, and I think it's fun to speculate sometimes. I'm sorry, bro. That's just what it is.
No, it's great to speculate because
people do it in everything else, movies, yeah. Sports. Everybody thinks they know. But what I'm saying is there is no path for Bray from this. Bray is basically fresh start after this, in my opinion. But can the Fiend character withstand this? The Fiend, Bray Wyatt as a person, character, he lost all of his big matches when he was like the Swamp Father, whatever you want to call that character he was doing before. And you didn't do anything with him. And then you brought him back as the Fiend, and this looked promising. The less you use him, the better. That's not what started happening, though. Now he's losing to Randy Orton. He's distracted by Alexa Bliss. Why did Alexa turn on him? I get that she was like, oh, I need to go on my own, blah, 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 blah. So she became more evil than him? So now what's left for Bray to do? You know what I mean? There's no – I didn't like how they've put all this together, in my opinion.
I didn't like it either. And like we only saw him one time after that whole WrestleMania debacle, and then he hasn't been seen since then. Like, I just don't get it.
It's a waste, bro. There's no point of even trying to figure it out because I don't think we'll understand. Azan said Alexa's getting ratings in a way. You're not wrong about that. I do think that there are a lot of Alexa Bliss fans.
She is getting a rating in a way, but. Here you gave Alexa the center stage and you took it away from Bray Wyatt where the Fiend was supposed to work.
But he's not here for a reason. Maybe he's injured. I don't know what the reason is, but I just don't like someone else doing someone else's character. It just feels wrong. The Botch guy has joined us. What is going on, brother? Thank you so much for dropping in and leaving a comment. He says, honestly, Alexa Bliss is dragging a bit, but honestly, look at the Alexa segments on WWE, Twitter, social media. They are on par with the main events, Drew, Bobby, and etc. I hear you guys on that. I hear you guys on the ratings, but it still comes off as wrong to me. Do you know what I mean? So are we sacrificing Bray possibly for Alexa's push? Listen, I'm going to stick with this for a second, but I do want to switch to Shayna Baszler in a second too. Doug comes in and says, I'm always accepting of supernatural stuff when it comes to pro wrestling, but I'm having trouble staying awake through Raw and usually miss the Bliss segments. Raw has been terrible, my guy, just bad. So I completely understand that. I'm more of an NXT or SmackDown guy myself if I had to watch WWE programming.
Right.
The Botch guy says people love her maybe more than the character herself. That is one of the truest things I think I've heard. There are a lot of Alexa Bliss stans, I guess is the word we'll use.
Yes.
I just thought of Josh Robinson. Big shout out to Josh. Check out his Twitch because I'm laughing. Because he used to put Angie Mysterio stan in his thing. great. But yeah, Botch guy nailed the point right on the head, or the nail right on the head. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. I'm trying to use too many cliches. He nailed it right on the head. Like, perfect what he said about some of the fans for this. Jim Mora quote, "You think you know, but you don't know, and you never will." That might be a fact. Connor has joined us as well. Connor, what is going on? Hello, good sir. Let's see here. These, I think that's supposed to be a T instead of an R. These bleep storylines are why they can't sell tickets. Yeah, there have been rumors that I've seen both sides, though. I've seen Meltzer report that they aren't selling tickets, and I've heard that they are. So I don't know what the final houses or gates are going to be for some of those. For those that are horror fans, this is for them. Jocelyn, here's the crazy thing. We are horror fans. We just watched the new Saw. Good movie, by the way. Yes. And
This is garbage.
It's not garbage.
No, it's garbage, bro.
It's just, I feel like it doesn't belong. Thank you for clarifying. You're the man for that. I wouldn't say it's garbage, bro. It's, to me, it's gimmick infringement, kind of. Like, she became one with Bray. Maybe we're missing this, bro, and there's like a big end point to all of this.
I don't know what we're missing. It seems forced. It seems forced because the way that she's talking, it's like I wouldn't be scared of you.
Right. Botch guy says people love Bray as well. The moment he comes back, especially in front of a crowd with proper storytelling, bold, and underline that, yes, people will forget all about the losses fairly quickly.
Yes, they will.
But I wish Rob was up here right now. He's downstairs just chilling. But I want to bring up this one point, Derek. Dolph Ziggler. Do you remember Dolph Ziggler?
Yes.
Remember how people used to care about Dolph Ziggler, love Dolph Ziggler? There is going to come a day when you beat this person for the last time. And Derek's a big Bray Wyatt fan. It's probably his favorite WWE character.
Yes.
There's going to come a day where you beat him, and he's not going to give a shit anymore. He's going to be like, dude, I don't care about this.
Right. There have been so many Bray Wyatt matches that he should have won, and they took that away from him, and it just started carrying. Hence the Hell in a Cell with Seth Rollins.
I think Connor or somebody clipped that. It was on Twitter. People were retweeting it like crazy.
Like, bro, if you get me to that point again, I'm not going to care about Bray anymore. Like, I'm going to care about the Bray that once was when he first came in until you started.
And then you're watching highlights when Dolph Ziggler cashed in the Money in the Bank, and look at him now. Yeah. And you're just disappointed by it. I get it. Entertained 45, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I think Bray being out may be the reason we're getting the bad storyline, as plans may have been canceled. That's what I was trying to say too before. It could be that somebody's hurt. Maybe Bray needed time off or something else. We don't know. But it's still bad follow-up to an extent, too. Like I said, you got to see both sides of the coin with these situations. Jocelyn was laughing at you for whatever you said. With proper storytelling is the key word, laughing my ass off. Azan says, remember the B-team beat Bray.
Listen.
Azan, we can't be bringing that stuff up.
Listen, the best thing,
He said technically it was a no contest. Laugh out loud.
Well, I mean, it is true.
Clap, 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 Dolph Ziggler. Yep. Give the Swamp Daddy Bray. Yeah. I love the honesty and good vibes. Good. Such good pal. I know. I appreciate you, Botch Guy, for coming in here, man.
Listen, I think my issue, or not my issue, the thing that would work if Bray was coming back, you had to keep Bo Dallas. And Bo Dallas isn't there anymore. That would be the next best thing to bring in, because now you're recreating the Wyatt family with the true Wyatt family. Bo was actually a really good wrestler, but they shitted on him a lot.
I thought he had a great character. I was a big fan of the Bo Lee, but they were, I don't know.
They weren't buying into it, but if you would have brought him over to the Wyatt family, that would have made things so much better for Bo and Bray, because both of them could wrestle. Now you have two brothers who are two actual brothers.
Maybe they didn't want – I don't know. I was looking it up today. Like, there, when I pulled up the stories before, there was an Eric Rowan story about Bo being included in the group, and I think somebody in NXT said, no, he doesn't fit. He doesn't fit the group. I think they had a different plan for him when he was doing the
Well, fuck that guy, whoever said that.
No, that was true, though. I guess someone down in NXT said, I don't think he fits that, and they were like – they thought he could do something on his own. He did become NXT champion, to be fair.
He yeah, but – I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Let's talk Shayna Baszler real quick, too. Shayna Baszler, bro, what happened to her? Like, from the badass on NXT that was unstoppable to this, like, crazy. I just can't believe this happened. And by the way, Botch Guy has an awesome YouTube channel. Make sure you guys check him out. I know he's in the chat talking with us, man. So I appreciate him. Make sure you guys show him some love. Obi-Wan says, you've got to believe. Man, yo, he has some great one-liners, bro. He was everything John Cena should have been as a heel. They would chant, believe. And he was like, guys, stop chanting for me right now. I'm here to deal with this guy. And I used to just love it. The cop segment, one of the funniest things I ever watched in NXT. I love it. He touched me. Get off me. Botch Guy says, I will say this. The Fiend needs to win his next match badly. You can only have somebody lose so much. That being said, I feel like he's not ruined quite yet. You can still salvage him.
That would be the goal.
Nothing surprises me these days, though, that happens. Ideally, in front of a crowd, it's kind of a reset. That's why I'm saying him being away right now is a good thing. He said, thanks for the plug. Anytime, brother. Anytime. Laughing my ass off at Derek. Remember, she was a vampire when she attacked Becky. Azan remembers a lot of bad moments. Azan's that friend that'll be like, yo, remember in second grade when you peed your pants? I remember that moment. That's Azan. He's just
great. Time out. Who's a vampire?
So Shayna Baszler made her debut. She bit Becky Lynch.
Okay, I remember.
And people were like, is she supposed to be like a vampire or whatever? And they were just tripping on it, man.
No, she wasn't. Well, if anybody, I won't hold it against you, but I think, in my opinion, the way I saw it was she's a fucking beast. And she will do anything she needs to do in order to hurt, maim, however you want to.
I think it didn't look that way because fans were used to her being shown as kind of like a sports beast, if that makes sense more. She was presented more like, I'm an athlete. I will destroy you. You cannot beat me because I'm better than you, blah, 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 blah. And then she comes to Raw and is completely different. Same thing with the Piper Nevin stuff. They bring Piper Nevin in. They act like they don't know her. She's been wrestling on NXT UK. Like, what homework don't you guys do? She looks the same.
Right.
There was nothing different about her. It's odd a little bit, and I'm just trying to get past it. But Eva Marie, you brought her back and got rid of all these talents, and Eva Marie's not wrestling. I hope this is like a long term storyline for her to eventually wrestle and show her skills.
She better wrestle.
I hope that she's better than before. We'll see. We'll see what they do.
Listen, she better wrestle or she can get the fuck on.
Too late, bro. Bo Dallas was name dropped by Carl Anderson on some new background audio on BTE. He may be brought into AEW. I definitely missed that. Thank you for the update. I hope, is this Sneaks Man? Sneeu Man? Snowman? I hope I'm saying that right. I'm going to say Snowman for right now.
Snowman sounds about right. That
could be wrong. Shayna has a good sense of humor. Facts. Shayna's a tricky character to book, Botch Guy says. Most people want her just to crush everybody. That being said, we have a ton of those characters before. Ideally, an enforcer role to debut would have worked. Yeah, I think so. I think they really wanted to do something with her and Ronda and all that, but it just never worked out. Maybe like a women's version of the APA. Yeah, that could have been great. Would have been a ton of fun with someone like her. That could have been her and Nia. But WWE loves the, like, all the partners don't get a long storyline. Put her with someone and eventually have her feud with her partner. Yeah. This is just poor booking in the women's division, poor structure, but at the same time, you're writing for one at the end of the day. McMahon. This is true. Just not Nia Jax. Ideally, never was a huge fan of the pairing, and he has corrected me. It is Snow Leave. Thank you, Snowman. I appreciate you. Snow Leave. Josh says, I've seen recent tweets. What's going on with Shayna? Is her acting taking her out of that comfort zone? Does it look good? Meh. Yeah, yeah. So at the end of the day, Derek, who do you got winning this matchup? Who needs this W?
I think Alexa needs it. You've been talking a lot of shit this whole time since WrestleMania. You need to back it up.
And if you're going somewhere with this, like, there's no point in any of this if you're not going to build her up. I think Shayna can afford the loss. She's been a tag team champ for a while. I don't know what was the deal with the Reginald stuff either. Maybe he's going to come out and interfere in this. I'm taking Bliss. I think we spent way too much time on this. But, yeah, what's the deal with the Reggie BS? I'm sure he's going to be under her spell. Will be it. But I'm taking Bliss. Same?
Same.
Cool. Let's go to the next match, Derek. All right. Wait a minute. I'll let Boshka have the last word on this one. Bo Dallas is also a pretty big missed opportunity. He had charisma, but nobody really knows why he never joined Bray over all those years. It could have just been Bo backstage not wanting to do it. I agree. I just read a story with Eric Rowan today that they said, like, how Rowan got put into the group, but Bo did it. It's look it up after if you guys have time. I'll let you read the story and make your own decision on it.
Yeah.
Who do we got?
All right. Let's go with – we'll go with the SmackDown women's title match, Bianca Belair and Bayley.
I'm on my own. Against the wall. Yo, you had Sasha Banks put her over like $1 million in the SmackDown women's division, the state that it's currently in, it's weak as F, bro. It's bad.
It is.
Like, they don't have enough talent in there for her to rotate with or do stuff with. Sasha's gone. I assume we're getting the rematch at SummerSlam? Maybe? I would be down to see those two wrestle again. Bayley seems like a good fold. I know that, how do I explain this? Bayley at WrestleMania had nothing to do, so she had to do like a sell job for the Bella Twins. But I thought Bayley, for the better part of a year, did a great job putting over talent, making herself look strong, and then putting Sasha over in the end. She did great with that.
She did.
Honestly, we all know. Give Bianca the win. It seems like the most logical thing.
Yeah, well, we'll just breeze through that. I mean, Bayley hasn't really been in the picture to really deserve a win right now. I mean, not to say that she hasn't been in the picture, but it's just not her time to have the title back. She had the title for
how long? Almost a year plus, maybe. Yeah. Technically, she had like where Charlotte got the belt from her for a couple weeks, then she won it right back.
Right. So I say let Belair rock with it right now for a good amount of time. Till SummerSlam, maybe give it back to Sasha at that point in time. But
Azan said Belair is the next Trish. That is a big, big shoes to fill. Trish is probably one of the best that came in with very little wrestling skill, and they made her a legend.
They did.
Original Biggie says, don't you mean WrestleMania SummerSlam?
Probably.
Yeah. And SummerSlam's going to be on a Saturday this year in that big stadium. That's going to be weird. It's going to be different.
On Saturday?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of boxing matches happening. There's a big boxing match happening with Manny Pacquiao that Sunday, I believe. Or maybe it's that Saturday night. There's a bunch of stuff happening that weekend, so they had to like move times and adjust. They already had the arena.
Who cares about that fight? We already know that shit's fixed.
Oh, here we go.
Shit's fixed, bro.
Is it Triller? Is that who's booking it?
Probably.
You never know. I don't mind the Triller boxing matches. I mean, you know, as long as you know going into it that there's going to be people doing that stuff, it's all right.
Pretty much.
Let's see here. The Botch guy says, I feel bad for Bianca. Incredible young lady. Very talented, but a bit raw. The WrestleMania moment was fantastic, historic. Unfortunately, the writing has hurt her momentum a bit since. Yes, she has lost a lot.
I think ever since she's been called up, she's been screwed.
Jason Michael has joined us. What is going on, Jason? Me and Derek are here just going over Hell in a Cell predictions. We are on the second match that we are talking about, Bianca Belair versus Bayley. We both picked Bianca right now. Obi-Wan agrees with the botch guy. Let me pull that up for you. And Azan says it's a regular boxing fight with Manny. Yeah, I can't even remember. I remember that it was Manny Pacquiao. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. It's been a long day for me.
When did this fight even get booked?
I don't know. All I know is it was like – so this is back when everybody was like, well, hopefully it's over by this time period. And everything just kind of jumbled together for where you could go, how could you do it. Because they're trying to go to places where it's like, okay, it's an open area. People don't have to wear masks. It's going to take a while for things to get back. And Jason Michael takes Bianca as well. Derek, if Bailey wins, will you get mad? And he said, what's up to you as well.
What's up, brother? Yes and no. I mean, because I guess I'm at this point, I can't really get mad because look at how many times they used to flip-flop with the belt back and forth.
I don't think they will, bro. I think Bailey losing is like the one moment that I could be like, bank on it. No pun
Bailey,
intended.
Bailey should lose. Bailey hasn't done anything ever since she really lost the belt. So I don't think there's any reason for her to get the belt back.
I just think that Bailey lost the belt prematurely, and then they were like, oh, we have nothing for you to do now. You know? Yeah,
so just keep it that way. You have nothing for her, so don't give her up.
Yeah, we just have to develop better storylines for it. Let's move on to the next match here. Botch Guy says, who's ready to see John Cena win Money in the Bank, setting up a match with Roman? You know it's coming. I hope they don't. Cena doesn't need to win Money in the Bank to set up a
that
match.
That shit better not happen.
Jocelyn said, Cardi B for the interference. Rumor is Cardi B's going to host SummerSlam.
I will respect that.
That's right. Because when it's up. Definitely if she took that song. Don't know if that's true. But I have seen the other song, and it sounds very similar. Sasha returns, maybe. I do think Sasha is coming back, too.
Yeah.
Or just call up Io. I don't think we're going to see Io called up until there's a draft now, since they just brought her back on the NXT. Bayley and Carmella should be a team. I could see that possibly happening.
Possibly.
What's the next match, Derek?
Next match that we'll talk about is...
Should we just stick with the women? Should we just end it out? Let's do the Raw Women's Championship match. It's Charlotte Flair. I knew he was going to shake his head. Versus Rhea Ripley, the current champion. Rhea, I feel like, suffered the same fate as Bianca, kind of. Chat, tell me if you think the same thing here.
I think she has.
You guys should paint your walls bright blue, baby. No, I just got this paint job done not too long ago, brother. This room is not, I cannot afford to have it bright blue. I already hate those brown curtains. I got to get these switched out. But, I don't know, man. I don't know about this one. I like Rhea, but Rhea has lost all momentum from, like, NXT to that WrestleMania match with Charlotte. And then she just lost a bunch of matches, and now we're back here again. They're trying to build her back up. I felt like they turned her heel, then she went back babyface. What are you guys thinking of this, man? Derek, I'm gonna just throw it to you, man. Does Charlotte need another title reign here? Because I could see Vince saying, like, yo, the ratings are down, and it's because you aren't doing a good enough job as champion, so I'm taking the belt off of you. And he just switches everything up. Which I wouldn't blame him for. He's done it before. Snowman says, rumors of all the part-timers and old heads coming back. Sure, it'll be great to see, but, man, we have Damian Priest doing nothing.
That's very true.
And Rhea has zero momentum, Botch Guy says, very similar situation to Bianca. 100%. I just said the same thing, bro.
Oh, God.
Woo!
We'll pick the latter. Charlotte wins, even though it's fucking bullshit. Because you're really just what did you even bring Rhea up to do? Just to bring her up, just to lose to Charlotte again, just to give Charlotte the belt again, so that we can hear all this fucking bullshit about how she's the fucking best, but she is not. She's pure fucking garbage.
Garbage is harsh, bro. Garbage
is it harsh. Really though? Because her moonsault is fucking garbage.
It could be better. But I can't do a moonsault, so I can't say that. But I will say...
Give me a fucking trampoline, I could do it.
That's bullshit. They don't wrestle on no damn trampolines. Yo, Derek just talks his shit. Derek's a hater, if you guys don't know. I call him hater all the time.
I'm not a hater, bro. Fuck Charlotte. I'm tired of her.
So here,
how many times does how many times will she win this belt?
I don't know what number she's on.
I think she'd be breaking her dad's record.
Do you want to ask Google? Google should know how many times she's been a world champion. Derek's not a fan of Charlotte. No, Derek is not a fan of Charlotte at all. There's certain people that Derek just despises. And Charlotte's probably in the top three, I would say. Yeah, having Charlotte winning is so much better. Listen, I'm going to go opposite of Derek on this one. This will probably be the deciding factor. I'm taking Rhea Ripley for the win. I feel like you've invested this time. And I think now, as Botch Guy brought up, she's in the same situation as Bianca. I think now's the time to double down and say, look, I believe in you. We're about to have fans back. I need you at your A game. Why not have her win? And Charlotte could have some heat for the whole Andrade situation and thing. I mean, they had to know he was going to go work somewhere else. But now he's in AEW. Do you know what I mean? I felt like they were mad at her because of that situation a little bit.
She's on 12, bro.
Botch Guy said, Derek, one day we will talk and I will turn you into a Charlotte Flair mark. You are going to become a fan.
That will not happen, my good sir.
I will say Charlotte is one of the best. I prefer Sasha personally. Like, Sasha's my favorite.
Is she the best?
I think Charlotte is one of the best, bro. Truthfully, she's amazing.
At what?
She's a great wrestler in ring. I know you can talk bad about the moonsault. I get it. I understand why people would say like they don't like it, but I do think Charlotte Flair is one of the best in the company. You cannot deny it.
One of the best in the company right now.
Now, for the last couple of years, I think Charlotte is someone who I'm not mad if somebody was like, who are you taking? So, if it were my company, I would take Sasha as my like favorite. This is who I'm booking as the top person. But Charlotte, I see no reason to argue with somebody if they were like, why not Charlotte? I can see it. If somebody said Becky, I can see it. If they said Bailey, I can see it.
I think there's
a lot of talented women in the WWE that don't get enough credit.
I can tell you why not Charlotte.
Derek, this better be a real reason.
Because my dad wrestled for you.
That's not fair to hold that against her.
That is
she
fair.
Can't. No, she cannot. Well, how is she
12 times and Sasha Banks has had the belt how many times?
You didn't even say. So she's a 12-time woman.
12-time.
Well, Sasha loses it every other time.
But how many times has Sasha had it? How many times has Bayley had it? How many times has Becky had it? Nowhere fucking close to her.
Because Charlotte, original Big E, did that one in his Macho Man voice. Charlotte's becoming the next Stephanie McMahon with the amount of her time on TV. I'm telling you, she's the focus, though. I've converted many people. I will make it happen.
You're not.
Electroshock therapy, Derek.
All right, you better get Nurse Ratched on your side for that one.
I have such a dirty joke, but I can't say it right now. Christopher Surratt comes in and says, I think that Rhea will retain, but I'm still a huge Charlotte fan, but I think she will lose to Io or Shayna Baszler, but we know how Vince is. I can see it going either way for this one. I'm with you, though. I'm taking Rhea for the retain. Jason Michael Wright, have Rhea retain versus Becky. Becky's got to be coming back soon. Something new. Charlotte's a very good wrestler, but she needs to stop being shoved down your throat. And I did hear somebody else say that. That's my friend. So that's your point. The Roman Reigns effect. Derek does a bad job of explaining shit. So people who are fans of Derek is like the normal fan. Derek's just that he's going to come in. And I just try to explain like, well, let's look at this from a whole standpoint. Let's see here. Jeff Samuel has joined us. Thank you. Charlotte Flair is technically one of the best female wrestlers in the industry. As a character, she is nauseating, though. As a wrestler, insanely talented. I agree.
She is talented, except for that fucking horrible-ass moonsault.
Really, Conrad, the hat, the hair-hatted hooligan? Original Biggie. I have not heard you say that in so long.
And then how many times are we going to go through plastic surgery when you disappear?
Come on, bro.
Just saying.
That's what she wants to do. We can't shame her for that. That's her body, her choice.
Whatever.
Boshcat, guys, I'll have to stay longer by my own stream of 20 minutes. I need to get ready. Thanks for having me, and sorry for tagging you guys on Twitter so much. I am new. Sue me. You're all right, Boshcat. I might even pop in there after the fact. Derek, I can't remember some of the other matches. I know the other two. There's one more match in between all of this. Do you remember what that one was? Let's see here. I should have had this all pulled up, but
Let's see. So we have.
Let me see.
We covered that.
Yeah, we covered the three. Is there only five matches for this?
There's only five matches, bro. Because the next one would be
the two title matches.
The two title matches, yeah.
Which are the Hell in a Cell matches. I guess we'll talk about. Let's talk Roman Reigns and Rey Mysterio. And you know what, guys?
Wait a minute, bro.
What?
Not good. Go ahead.
This matchup will be sponsored by Manscaped. We do have a wonderful, wonderful season coming up for Father's Day. If you have not gotten a gift yet, this is the perfect time to get a last-minute gift for Dad. Go to manscaped.com. Tell them EPW Show sent you, and you put in the promo code EPW Show, and you guys can save 20% and get free delivery. That Lawnmower 4.0 is out, and it's looking pretty nice. You never know. Pops could use some new boxers, maybe some ball deodorant. Maybe he needs some nice toiletry things for when he goes to the airport on his business trips. Who knows? But make sure you show him some love. Or if your dad's a wrestling fan, you guys can give him powerslam.tv, promo code EPWshow. Say, hey, Dad, I got you a free month of independent wrestling on your boys. So same promo code EPWshow, just like our Twitter handle, and you guys can be connected with one free month of some of the best independent wrestling happening right now. Now, back to Hell in a Cell. Roman Reigns, my favorite character in WWE. Roman Reigns is the man. I don't care what this guy says. Roman Reigns storytelling has been perfect. Has been perfect, bro. You haven't even watched it, have you? Hater. He's going to try and talk bad about him here, and I'm not going to let that go down. Because Roman Reigns has done a damn good job here. Thank you. Ace just brought up Seth Rollins and Cesaro could be added to the card, but it's not officially there yet. Yeah, we'll see what they end up doing with that. Yeah. Oh, and the Raw tag titles too. Well, guess what? This is what happens when you have an incomplete card. Derek being Dave Meltzer with that comment. See, bro, now you're getting called Meltzer. Talking about people's plastic surgery and stuff. About to get me canceled. Don't cancel EPW Show. Cancel Derek.
Good luck with that. I'm still going to be doing the same shit.
So, when we look at all of this, Roman Reigns, Rey Mysterio, I kind of like the family man storyline. This all started with the Usos. Jey Uso still, like, you know, palling around with Roman. Jimmy came back and said, well, I ain't Roman's bitch. And now this is kind of all spiraled out of control. And Roman said, well, if you guys are going to win the tag titles tonight, go get the job done. And they didn't. The ref made a mistake. They went and got a rematch. Roman came out and ended up costing them the match. Rey Mysterio said, you hurt my son. And they had a showdown last week. And I thought it was so good. Roman Reigns, Spears, Rey Mysterio. Dominic got powerbombed outside of the ring. So well shot. The cameraman just follows the lifeless body flying through the air. Rey Mysterio goes to get a kendo stick. We saw images of Roman Reigns dancing. So freaking good, bro. I really like what they did there with it. We all know Rey Mysterio's not winning this, right? We know that, right? He's getting choked out by Roman Reigns. That's the only way to do it.
Why do we even have this match? Is this the last match?
No, this isn't going to be. There's one more after this. But I'm saying...
No, but I'm saying, like, is it, like, theoretically, is this the last match on in their order?
I wouldn't put it as the last match.
They better not, because this would be fucking trash if they do.
Why? Rey Mysterio's good. Rey Mysterio's going to deliver a good match. Rey Mysterio said this isn't even about him winning. He said it's about what you did to my son, and as a father, I'm coming to protect my son. I like this.
Son? Derek, get out.
Ridiculous.
Just saying, bro.
Roman's going to kill Rey. You guys are tripping in here. Kill Rey. Jay will always be his ball boy and say yes, sir. Come on now. Come on. I think eventually the Usos are going to both have to, like, join up and have the same mindset. And I do think Jimmy's going to eventually see the light and join his cousin Roman. Roman's winning this, though. Roman has to be kept strong. And rumor has it, Roman Reigns and Cena for SummerSlam. I'm down. I'm down to see it.
I'm down.
Who else do you want Roman to beat?
Bro, I do not want
to. You want Rock to come back? They're trying to get Rock, too. There's no one else for him to beat. He's destroyed.
Listen, if the Rock comes back, that is, you ain't the king of shit.
Rock's losing.
No, he's not.
Bro. Yes, he is.
If they pull that bullshit off.
Bro, Roman Reigns is the younger talent. The last time Rock wrestled, he tore muscles all over his body, bro. He cannot sustain the schedule to wrestle.
Bro. So who takes it off of him in the long run?
I think you have to pick a younger talent to do it or whoever you want to build up. Me personally, I'm picking Big E to be the guy to beat him.
Okay. I'm good with that.
See? F's in the chat for Ray. Azan says Roman versus Big E. He agrees. And Roman versus Seth, that could be – I think we're going to eventually get that feud. I don't know why they're, like, teasing this Seth Rollins, like, babyface turn. Just do it at this point because I'm not a fan of the heel Rollins character.
I am if they would have done it correctly. They didn't do it right.
How are you going to hate on Roman but like that with Seth, the drip and all that stuff? Like, bro.
Well, I don't like the drip shit. Yeah, like
I hope Roman Reigns destroys Cena if that match happens. I think it should go down that way, personally. Is John Cena going to be a parody of himself at this point, though? Like, he's been around for so long.
Listen, if John Cena comes back, he needs to get the Roman Reigns version of a beatdown that he received from Brock Lesnar.
That is terrible.
I don't care. If I do not see that, it is fucking garbage.
Oh, my God. So it has to be your way or that's it.
Yes.
This is it.
Dude, you know how much I hate Cena.
The drip guy. Jocelyn said, I feel like this bad story and rating downfall will just be a memory come SummerSlam. Perhaps.
Will it, though?
Well, we're on SmackDown. SmackDown's actually been doing pretty solid for the most part. For a Friday show, too, at that.
Okay, well, I'll get that.
But, yeah, man, I'm okay with this.
Listen, I want Cena finally buried.
Yeah, don't use that term.
Buried. I'm using it. Buried. I do not want to see
him. Here's the thing, though. You and me both, Derek, F. Cena. Well, here's the thing. John Cena is going to have to... How do I want to put this, bro? John Cena is going to get paid a lot of money to come back and do this match. I'm not wasting that money for him to get squashed. I think that they can go and have a good match and tell a story in here. But I do think Roman Reigns wins again. I think Roman is the new face, and Cena doesn't need the belt anymore. He's kind of bigger than that, and he's not going to stick around for too long. So,
should have left a long time ago.
You could just never see him. You never know.
I
did it. I'm sorry.
Touché.
Let's talk the last match, I guess. I think this match should main event the show. It is for the WWE Championship representing the Raw brand. You have everybody's favorite, Nikki from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. Drew just pinned him on Monday with the Claymore kick. We all know what this means in WWE booking formula, right?
Yes.
Lashley's beating his ass. If Drew loses, though, he cannot get another WWE title shot. I'm taking Lashley for the win, bro. It's simple.
Yes.
I think that we don't need it, but I don't know where Drew goes from here after this. What do you do with Drew?
Time off.
You think he needs to just go away for a little bit?
Just a little bit. Not a very long time, just a little bit. Because I think... The way that I look at it is Drew would be wrestling Bob for the title.
Stop calling him Bob right now.
Just saying, bro. So he finally loses the last time, the last go round. He really needs some, like, I feel like the way that I would tell this story is he has a mental breakdown, disappears. We don't see Drew for couple months.
I think you can keep him away for a couple weeks because you're gonna have a draft supposedly coming up, and I don't know.
But that's my thing. Like you keep him away for a little bit, but then he comes back just a flat out monster. No talking. Anybody in my way is getting fucked up. That's it.
Thank God I put the explicit on this show.
Like I'm taking Vince McMahon's sword and I'm
Bobby, aka the ladies' man, is gonna win the match, and Drew's probably gonna feud with Jinder.
Oh, fuck no. Don't do that.
He's back. Jinder does have two new henchmen from
the one dude couldn't get over the ropes.
Wait, are you talking about Indu Shear? I think that's just, I don't know if that's still their name. I know they have two separate names. I haven't watched main event, truthfully.
The tall, skinny one.
No, not those guys. I don't think they're with him. And not the Bollywood boys. They're not with him anymore. It's Indu Shear.
No, the tall, skinny dude. Well, not skinny, but he's skinnier than the other guy.
Okay.
When I promise you, when he tried to get in the ring the very first time, he could not do it. He could not do it. He had to go through the ropes. He could not go
over. You're saying like Kevin Nash style?
Yes, he could not do it.
Maybe he wasn't tall enough.
No, sit the fuck down. Don't come back.
Dude, you can't say this stuff about Jinder. You can't handle
it. I didn't say about Jinder's doodle ass. I said about his fucking flunky.
This would be a step back for Drew. We'll see. We'll see what they do with it. Lashley, on the other hand, though, there is a money match that they could do, but it's going to require a lot of money. Lashley, Lesnar, SummerSlam. I think we finally get the – bro, we've been asking for this match since like 2007. Fans have wanted to see this.
So then Lesnar takes the belt off of Bob?
Maybe. If you want to do that.
But I don't want to see Lesnar come back just to take a
3-month break again?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
And does Paul Heyman come with him? That's another like weird kind of thing. Like, what do you do?
Oh, wait, but actually, you know what? That if they do that, that would be a nice dynamic, because now you're forcing Paul's hand to be like, oh, you know, Roman, you're my guy, but that was my guy before you.
It could make things interesting. It could make things interesting for Survivor Series, excuse me, especially if you don't have Rock at that time.
Right. Which I doubt that they will even get a chance to, because I felt
like Rock said he was done before this. To me, honestly, if Rock's going to wrestle, there's only...
You would have done it by now.
There's only two guys that I think could get him out of retirement, and that would be Roman Reigns and Triple H. And with Triple H, you know Rock's going over. Like, he's got to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But... Bobby Lashley retains inside Hell in a Cell, and Ace said he thinks that Drew could go after Sheamus, U.S. title. Chad, what's going on, man? At least Adam Cole learned his lesson from Samoa Joe last night. Yeah, Joe did choke him out when he was breaking up a fight. They said Joe couldn't do anything if he was provoked, and Adam Cole like grabbed him and pushed him, and he was just like, took his jacket off and just said, go to sleep. Yeah, this show is not the most exciting show. This is like a B show. And we just had Hell in a Cell where it was Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns. We're almost going 6, maybe 8 months back now at this point.
Damn.
It was like October, right? Yeah. So we're right back at it once again. Do we need another show like this? No, but I think they're just trying to hold over enough time to get back to where we're going to have fans again in July. So... Money in the Bank's coming up. That's going to set the stage for a lot of different things. Hopefully they have better plans than what we saw last year from it. The WWE's got some things going on, and I heard that there are some positive moves that are going to be made later on down the road. Person couldn't get too specific. Credit to Matt Men Podcast. Got to show them some love for it. So be on the lookout for that if you hear any rumors about WWE trying to change things, and I want them to. I don't want you guys to think I just hate them. I don't. I want them to be better. It's all how you book it and the story you tell. What was that?
I hate him.
We got to get this guy a break. You need a vacation. Lashley wins and then Brock's music hits. Or The Fiend returns. Or Kofi turn. I don't know if Kofi turns. I don't know if we see that, man. I would hate to see New Day break up, too. I know MVP's been trying to get into his head.
Yeah. You know what? I would actually like to see
maybe New Day heel turn. They've done it before. I just don't know how long the people will believe in it, but
yeah. You know, I would like to see that though. Brock Lesnar come back, but doesn't really specify who's coming after.
Right. Ace just brought up two women's tag titles could be on the pre-show. there's only one team they can defend him against at this point. I think they've gotten rid of all the other teams. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
I would also like to see Bray come back, too.
I think they may wait until SummerSlam for Bray. I feel like they're just going to say, you know what, just wait. Just wait until the people are back for him. And maybe that's part of the reason why, too, because he knows his character has to stay fresh. He can't just keep popping up when there's nobody there or there's nothing cool for him to do.
Right.
Guys, with that being said, though, this was our preview for WWE Hell in a Cell. You guys can check the pay-per-view out on Sunday. I don't think we'll be live. I don't know. And then sometimes the day after, I get weary of, like, should I do this? Is it worth it? Have you guys already, like, thought about it? Maybe we'll go through. Maybe it'll be a podcast exclusive. So if you click the link tree, if you like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or something, be on the lookout in there. We've got some new things brewing. Some new content ideas are brewing. And we'll have AEW back soon enough on Wednesday nights. We usually go live after the show at this time, 10 o'clock it almost is. So make sure you guys check that out. Asuka needs a character change. Yeah, Asuka needs a lot. She needs to just be freshened up with some new matches. Good point. Derek Brock can attack Drew to if I can. How do I get rid of this? There we go. Brock can attack Drew for payback, and then we get Brock and Drew at Money in the Bank.
I would take that.
That's actually a good one, Jeff. I respect that. But
or SummerSlam
Triple Threat. Yeah, SummerSlam Triple Threat. We have options, is what Jeff's trying to say, I think, here.
Good options, too.
WWE impressed me. That's all I'm going to say at this point.
Please.
Make the money worthwhile and worth your time. We'll be back, though, soon. We'll be back next week with another video discussion, something. I'll think of something either Tuesday or Wednesday for us to do. I know we've got a week or two more before Dynamite's back, and we'll have the live show here. But things are brewing for the content in the channel. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. And for myself and Derek, we are out. Peace. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes, by the fans, for the fans, Not many in this can understand, This the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, Please listen every day to the showcase, The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, Showing you how it is done, Proving I am number one, What a legend becomes, This is now my time to show you that I am here, This podcast just to make it loud and clear, By the fans, For the fans, Not many whose head can understand everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.